Hey everybody, this is Angela Rizzo, Chief Marketing Officer for VinQ, and you're listening to Q the Next Leader podcast, the show that highlights leaders in the automotive industry and how their journey helps others go further faster. In this podcast, we delve into the depths of success and unveil the secrets behind the achievements of managers, owners, and influencers who have revolutionized our industry. So tune in and embrace the power of these transformative stories. The Q the Next Leader podcast is here to fuel your drive, empower your aspirations, and ensure that no limit is beyond your reach. Welcome to Q the Next Leader podcast. Well, hey everybody, welcome to Q the Next Leader. My guest is Michael Cirillo. Michael!
Hey!
It's nice to see you.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Oh man, I'm so glad that we found you. We tackled you at the NIADA yes. Down the aisle.
Right.
To see if we could come talk to you for a few minutes.
Well, I'm glad to be here and I'm glad I got tackled.
I love it. So look, Flex.
Yeah.
I want you to tell me about that, and I also
sure.
I know you're also involved with the Associate guys.
Yes.
So tell our audience who you are, what you do, and what's going on with you.
Well, Flex dealer, right? But we just sometimes call it Flex because, you know, that's what customers started calling it. Family business. We actually started back in the 80s publishing telephone books.
Wow. You know, most of our listeners aren't going to know what that is.
What is that? And every time I say telephone book, I think of Steve Martin's character when he's like, the new phone book's here.
I'm somebody now.
Right. And we evolved, you know, we just kind of evolved and evolved and evolved. And so, you know, our family business has been around now for 48 years, kind of a thing. And you know, we evolved into the car business. We kind of backed into it like I think a lot of people do. And just, I love it so much in this industry. I think automotive is by far one of the most powerful, amazing industries on the planet. Asotu happened when Paul Daly approached me. He'd seen what I was doing with my podcast, The Dealer Playbook, and just saw that we aligned creatively on a lot of things. And, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats, and we kind of gravitated towards one another. And then the chief of staff role came up, and he said, he approached me and said, hey, would you ever consider being more intentional with Asotu? And I said, well, look, I've just spent the last 23 years building my team at Flex, and I have a little bit of availability, and I don't want to waste that availability on something that's going nowhere. And he said, let's talk. What I will give to Paul and Kyle is that as we sat down, CEO to CEO, obviously you can't have too many CEOs in a business. As we looked at our skill sets and what we could each bring to the table, they came back to me and they said, we really would love someone to care for our people. And so I said, well, that happens to be something I love doing, having built my amazing team at Flex and just, you know, just people that we align deeply on our core values, who are compatible with one another. We love being around each other. So I'm excited to be able to do that at Asotu. And there's such an incredible team at Asotu. And so it's fun to be able to basically take the 23 war-torn and tattered years at Flex and expedite all of those lessons
in a new
experiment.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So do you like handle all of the any employee issues or training? Talk a little bit about
sure.
what that means in terms of taking care of the people.
Yeah, so the first thing is really getting to know them and what makes them tick. I think oftentimes, especially in startups, and I'm sure you know you can resonate with this, is it's kind of a free-for-all. For lack of better terms, it's almost like the inmates run the asylum.
Right.
And I find that the priority is mapping each individual's ambition and willingness to a lane that they can really thrive in. And then giving them as much support and structure in that lane as possible. Because we're all human beings. You know, we say that children need structure. Adults need structure as well. They need to know how they win here. And so that's the first thing we focus on. Here's how you win here. The second thing is reassuring them that vulnerability, professional vulnerability, is a superpower. You can admit when you need help, and it's not going to put your job on the line. And so when you marry those two things together, you give them structure, and you let them know it's okay to ask for help when they need help, they become so much more empowered to perform a little more autonomously in their lane. And when they feel that freedom and that confidence, then what we install is we say, look, my intention, my commitment to you is to make growth as predictable as possible.
Wow.
And the only way we can do that is we're going to have to rip off some Band-Aids.
Right.
Here's the job levels that we've now structured in the business. Your human nature may lead you to believe that you're either higher or lower than you are. But my promise to you is that we have to rip off this Band-Aid. If it happens to be that you're lower than you thought you were, trust in the process that now you will know exactly what it takes to grow. Now when we sit together and counsel with one another, I'm not going to be approaching you as the leader saying, here's the things you need to work on. You'll know the qualities, attributes, skill sets, mindsets, value sets that I'm looking for in the next job level up.
You know, this is so important because you don't get that level of transparency in a lot of companies.
Right.
I've worked for some really big companies. I've worked at Hewlett Packard Enterprise,
wow,
Electronic Data Systems, Sprint.
Sure.
And back in the day, before we all had our training, there was always this issue that employees, you know, would try to get away with as much as they could get away with. And
right,
I always felt like, no, people were generally good.
Sure.
They just need to know what's expected of
right
them. And they need to know that their managers have their back.
Right.
And that they're given the tools to succeed.
Yes.
So I love what you're doing.
And yeah, thank you.
I'd love to hear more about...
I firmly believe that we are each more powerful than we give ourselves credit for. And, if, you know, I've got my whole backstory. I'll spare you the details. But there's a backstory to why I feel so deeply about that. From overcoming my own challenges, my own demons. Nothing, you know, incredibly dramatic. I don't have the homeless in the back of a car story or anything like that. But, you know, I've dealt with my own challenges in life. I've dealt with my own limiting beliefs. Things that I knew were holding me back. Mindsets that I adopted from my parents or, you know, influences. I began to realize that choices I make today will have a compounding ripple effect for decades. And most people sit there and go, well, how did I get here? How'd you get here? You made decisions 10 years ago that got you here.
Exactly.
I want to help as much as I possibly can individuals within my stewardship to understand their power, that they have value in this world, and that they have value in the company, and that's why they're here. And once we get that off the table of, oh, I'm so worried about what MC thinks about me, and am I doing the right thing? Hey, that's not even part of the discussion. Let's talk about how to push the envelope, because I know you can. And so what excites me is seeing teams of 20 do the jobs of teams of 50 and still feel like they have bandwidth. And that to me is when I see that twinkle in their eyes and they go, ah, got it. Man, does that just, I don't know, it just invigorates me. And so that's what I love doing, whether it's at Flex or Asodu, that's what I love doing. And then, I mean, out of Asodu, I love just also getting to have fun, and it's a creative outlet.
It's so much fun.
It's a different environment than Flex, where it's, you know, B2B. It's like we get to have a media company and put on live shows like The Tonight Show, and
exactly,
which I know VinQ's been a part of, and I get to kind of be that Ed McMahon character and make a complete fool of myself for the world to see. But it's just fun to see stuff like that come together and have a, you know, just a different creative outlet.
That's so great. So what's next? What's next for you?
Well, you know, things have been going really well with Flex. Our team's growing. We're in a phase that I would like to call, so each quarter we come up with an initiative. And it could be a continuing initiative from a previous quarter. Our growth has been so tremendous that I'm calling the next quarter, maybe two quarters, Sabbath quarter.
Sabbath
meaning we are going to take a rest from the proverbial hustle. And we're going to really dial into fine-tune, you know, processes and procedures, make sure that, and it's kind of just the slow down to speed up type of a thing. And for me, you know, referencing my backstory a little bit, I firmly believe that rest is as critical to growth as is the hustle.
Exactly.
And I know I've been subject to never slowing down for so long, and what that actually did to my mental health, my self-confidence. So we're gonna rest. We know the business is still gonna grow, referrals will happen. We have a great network of partners like VinQ and, you know, others. There will be business activity. There will be revenue growth opportunities. But let's alleviate some of the burden and say, but how do we quadruple the output level for our current customer base? How do we deepen the relationship with our current client partners and get to know them more? And how do we deepen, you know, industry allied partnerships? And what could we fine tune? Hey, what's that thing we keep sweeping under the rug? Let's pull that out. Oh, maybe it's our CRM process. We have that little thorn in our side. Hey, well, let's pull that out and let's fix it and just get it over with. I don't know if it's because maybe it's the dad in me, right? The Saturday allure of cleaning out the garage, right? There's a start and a finish. That's kind of my approach to the way I'm thinking of what's next. So
I love it. And I want to just step backwards a minute.
Sure.
And just talk a little bit more about Flex Dealer, because I don't know, you mentioned that you started out making phone books.
Yeah.
I don't know if I really am clear what Flex Dealer is doing
today. So I'll pick up from that, let's call it the Flex Dealer Cinematic Universe Phase 2. So we, you know, my dad was really great at seeing the writing on the wall. And he said, phone book, I remember... He called us into his office once. Family meeting. I said, what's up? Are we in trouble? Did I not? Like, he said, watch this. Connects to the internet. Brings us to the encyclopedia website, because it was like one of five websites. And we watched the home page load. And he looked. I remember this clear as day. I might have been, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years old. He said, this is going to kill the encyclopedia salesman. Because you'll remember, they were going door to door. Or Watkins, you know, in their fancy oils and ointments. And I'll never forget that. He saw the writing on the wall. If this is going to kill the encyclopedia salesman and the Hoover vacuum salesman, what else is
it's
it going to kill?
For the phone book.
It's coming for the phone book. So at the time, we had franchises of our phone company pretty much right across Canada. That's where we were, where I grew up. And he sold it, sold the business, took a few years off. He was on a motorcycle trip in Washington State. I grew up in British Columbia, Canada. He was just south in Washington State. And he saw this magazine called Wheel Deals. And it was just like a buy and sell, you know, dealer ad, dealer ad, dealer ad, all paid by advertising, free to pick up. And he said, similar to how there was no competition to the Yellow Pages when I started the phone book, there's no competition to Auto Trader in Canada.
Wow.
So he came. That was our foray into automotive. I was about 16 years old at the time. He said, here's what we're going to do. We have no bank loans. We have no startup financing. We have nothing. You're going to drive 2 hours in that direction. You're going to suit up, white shirt, tie, drive 2 hours in that direction, and you're going to knock on every dealer's door and sell them advertising in the magazine. I was like, what? 16-year-old, like, picture sitting like that, waiting outside Dave's office, because every GM back then was named Dave, the 67-year-old, kind of grumpy, and I'm mortified. But I'm so grateful he did that. It taught me how to sell, right?
Yeah.
I held my feet to the fire, and we didn't have mock-ups of the magazine, what it would look like. I would go in, I'd say, it's going to be about this big. High gloss, beautiful, 12 pictures of cars on the page. We're going to be the only competition to Auto Trader, et cetera, et cetera. And that's how it took off. The foray into digital happened when dealers started calling us and saying, hey, this website thing, what's this all about? So we built a portal website similar to Auto Trader called Auto RV World. And what I did is I called my buddy, who's our CTO, my longtime friend. We've been friends now for 30 plus years. We called him and said, could you build us a site where we could list inventory and, you know, just do the thing? He said, yeah, let's go. So we'd go into dealers and say, if you do a double page spread in the book, we'll get all of your inventory on our website for free.
Oh my God.
What, and then it just evolved. It just evolved from there. That led to dealership websites. That led to, you know, dealership calls you up in 06 and says, my website ain't showing up. And I'm like, website not showing. Oh, SEO, there's this thing. You go deep on that. You know how
right.
You go deep and deep and deep. Next thing you know, we're a full service agency and have our own website CMS that we built. We don't rely on WordPress or anything like that. We have full control and ownership over what we do.
Great story.
So, there.
You're kind of amazing.
Well, don't sugarcoat it. Look, keep the compliment.
No, I love this. I really am enjoying this conversation.
Thank
you're
you.
Such a great guy.
Oh, shucks. Oh, shucks. Well, I've enjoyed talking so much about myself. No, it's just fun. It's an amazing industry. Some of the best people I've ever met in my entire life right here in this industry. And, of course, our booth here at NIADA is just a few doors down from yours. And the warm embraces of people I've met over the years who just whisper in my ear, so proud of you, Cyril. I'm just like, I'm proud of you. I want to be you when I grow up. You know, that sort of thing. It's just so great to feel at home. In an industry that I think so many people says is cutthroat and, you know, all of the things that the mass media tries to perpetuate. I've experienced the complete opposite.
No, me too. And I've only been in the industry a little over a year.
Wow.
And I really feel like so many people that I've met are like, I'm really close to. And
right.
I really love this industry. And, it's like, they're going to have to pull me out of VinQ kicking and screaming because I'm not going anywhere. I just love what I'm doing.
I love it.
I'm having a lot
of
fun.
It's the best.
So I hope I can come by your booth and hang out.
Yes,
and learn
please.
More about what you're doing.
Come. You have to get a hat.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Or whatever else we have. Men's chocolates. Yes, I want.
Wait, what?
Wait, yes. Men's hats.
Chocolates.
We got all the things.
You had me a chocolate.
Yes. Come and get chocolate.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you.
It was so lovely to meet you and
yes,
spend some time talking to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Great. I think that's a wrap.
If you've made it this far, you've listened to the entire episode. And for that, we want to thank you. We hoped you enjoyed this episode. And if so, please leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. See you next time.